a lot of the points we're going to discuss were things that we mentioned during Shir when we did the Haggadah, but we're going to put it all together into a clear format and hopefully answer lots and lots of questions on the Haggadah. So, Yod, if you can get the Mamakomas up, please.
We're not doing the before thing?
No, this is the before thing. It's before, after, and during. In the Haggadah of Pesach, there are four sons. Can I get Abu Bonim Divatera, Echo Chochim, Echo Tom, Echo Rasha? The Echo Sha'ini Yadei Elisha. The fourth son is a son who does not know how to ask. So all of these sons are referred to in the Torah. They're hinted at in the Torah. That means that the Torah talks four times about speaking to your sons, about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And each one of them is meramez to a different one of these four sons. So Sha'ini Yadei Elisha, it says in Haggadah, at Pesach Lo, you should open to him. You should start him asking questions. Shanema, like it says in the Pasuk, the Gadatol of Bilko B'Yimu Leima, you should tell your son on that day, saying, Ba'abuzeh, because of this, also Hashem, Li Hashem did to me, but it's in the time when we came out of Mitzrayim. So that is the Makur in the Torah, that if you have a son who any day doesn't know how to ask, at Pesach Lo, you should encourage him to ask. Now, the question is, where on earth do we see in this Pasuk the we're talking about a child who doesn't know how to ask. And where do we see that you're meant to encourage him to ask questions? All it says is, you should tell your son, that because of this, Hashem did for me when I'm Mitzrayim. So the teretz is, the obvious teretz, all the other psukim that talk about teaching your son about Yetzias Mitzrayim are introduced in the previous pasuk with kiyish orcho bincho mocho lemo, when your son asks, or something along those lines. Something about your child asking. Over here, it doesn't say anything anyone asked. There's no question. And it just says, a straight pasuk, v'gatol bincho b'yom lemo, you should teach your son. So we see from here that there's a mitzvah to teach your son even though he doesn't ask. Now, what's very strange is that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos, are they coming, Yodi? The Rambam says by mitzvahs, a mitzvah kuf nun zayin.
I can't find it on my phone. I'm trying to find it.
In mitzvah kuf nun zayin, the Rambam, when he brings down the mitzvah of sipur yisir zayin, the mitzvah to recount yisir zayin, he says like this. We have a mitzvah that's happy yisir zayin, but leo chamisha also b'nissa, on the night of Pesach, but to kill us alayla at the beginning of the night, according to the level of the person who is speaking, the person leading the Seder, however much you can tell over, that's what you should tell over. Yeah, it also goes according to the people who are sitting at the Seder as well. I was thinking the other day, it's a very good job that I did all of this saying over the Haggadah to all of you, because at my Seder, I probably won't get much of an opportunity. I thought I would be with my parents, and then I thought I'd be with my brother-in-law, but now it looks more likely that I'll be with my 4-year-old and 2-year-old daughter, unless Moshiach comes before then. And most of it will not be the divitary that I've been telling you. It will have to be dumbed down a very lot. So according to the level of the people at the Seder, that's a mitzvah to say over the Haggadah. And where do we find from the Torah? Because it says, because it says you should teach your son on that day, saying. So we see that what? There's a mitzvah of Sipur Yisir Yisrael, of teaching your son, from which pasuk? From the pasuk of She'ini Yudei Elisha. Very strange. Why does the Rambam, of all the four sons, when he's teaching us the mitzvah of Sipur Yisir Yisrael, why did he choose the son that doesn't know how to ask? That's the question. And he brings over there a mechilta, and the mechilta says that I would have a habamina. Since it says, Notoyokish Ilcha Bot Bincha, when your son asks, that's when you should tell him. So I would have a habamina, you should only tell him if he asks, Kamash Malon, Vigatol Vinko. That even though he doesn't ask, you should still tell him. That means that the Mechilta seems to be saying that the whole mitzvah, that's what the Rambam brings down, the Sefer Mitzvahs, when he talks about what is the mitzvah of Seder Night, the mitzvah of Seder Night is to teach your son even though he doesn't ask. That is the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the She'ini Yadei Elisha. Question is why? Why is that the title, the definition of the Seder? Is the son who doesn't know how to ask. Why should that be? So that's the big question. Hopefully we're going to try and answer it. So the Gemara in Pesachim, Mishnah in Pesachim, says, they pour the second cup, The Kana ben Sholob. And over here, the son asks, then ain't das beben. If the son doesn't know how to ask, Ovimbladu, the father teaches him. Manishtan alayat zemikol alilos, and it goes to all the four questions. And then the Mishnah finishes off, Mathkul begnus and Masayim b'shvach. We start off with gnus, with the negative stuff. Masayim will finish off with shvach, with the positive stuff. That means that the mitzvah of Haggadah is to start off with the gnus, all the bad stuff, and we're Masayim with the shvach, with the praise to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. What is the gnus and what is the shvach? So this is the machlokes in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel. Rav says Mathkul begnus is to start with Mitzchila Ovdei Abu Dzar Hayavisinu, that originally our fathers were Ovdei Abu Dzar. And Shmuel says the Maskul Begnus is Abodim Hayinu Lefarib Mitzvah. That's Maklis Tim Ram and Shmuel. What is the negative stuff we start off with? Mitzchila Hayavisinu, Ovdei Abu Dzar Hayavisinu, that our fathers were Ovdei Abu Dzar? Or is the negative stuff that we start off with Abodim Hayinu Lefarib Mitzvah? Who do we paskin like? So anyone who's been at a Seder knows that we seem to paskin like both. The Rambam says that we start off with Mitzchilah Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hayavaseinu, V'chein Maskilah, we also start off with Avodah Mayinu L'Farah B'Mitzvah, which is a very strange thing because it seems to be an argument. So how can we go like both of them? Which one is the Gnos that you start off with? Is it Avodah Mayinu that we went down to Mitzvah, or is it that our forefathers were Ovdei Avodah Zarah? Do we go all the way back to Terach? Or do we just go back to the beginning of the story of Mitzvah? So it's a Tzorech Ilum. We're going to have to try and answer what's the macro, I guess, and why do we seem to pass in that book? And straight after that story, after that macro, sorry, the Gemara brings a story. And it's also Tzorech Ilum. What is the connection between this story and the previous Gemara? The story goes like this. Amar Reb Nachman of Dori Abdi. Reb Nachman said to his slave, who was called Doru, after the mapik le mori le chayus v'yomle kaspo de dahabo, my boy le mimele. If a master sets his ebed free and gives him loads of money, what should he say? Omele boy la dui u lishpuki. He has to thank him and praise. Omele, so he said, potrosim ilo manishtana. Now we don't say manishtana anymore. Because you told me that, we can skip straight to Abonu Mayinu. So the question is, what is the connection between this story and Maskul Begnus and Masayim B'Shvach? So, to understand all this, we have to look at the pasuk in Shemos. The pasuk in Shemos, Parashas Bo, very interesting pasuk. Hashem comes to Moses, says to him, "Dabe no ba'ozne alon." He says, "Please, I'm begging you, go and speak to Klal Yisrael. V'yishalu ishme meisu ehu, v'ishme rusvosa kli kesef v'kli zahav, and they should borrow silver and gold from their neighbors." Okay, we all know that they borrowed the silver and gold, and we spoke about this the other day, and then they left Mitzrayim with that silver and gold, and they ran away with it forever, and that was their Ruchush Godot. So Rashi over there says, what do you mean, Dabin not? That please speak. Ein not el loshim akosha. Hashem is begging Moshe. But bakoshim imcha, I'm begging you, his hirim al-kach, warn them about this, shelo yoyma oisit tzadik Avram, so that Avram the tzadik doesn't come to me with a taina and say, v'avdum v'inu oisim kim behem. You kept the part of your promise that you were going to give them hard labor. But you didn't keep the part of your promise that you're going to take them out with a Rechush Godot. Yeah, we're looking at that Rashi and Shmuz. But we know that in Brisbane Abbasorim, so Hashem, Brisbane Abbasorim, Hashem told Avraham Avinu that he was going to put Klal Yisrael into Mitzrayim and they would go through a terrible Shemot and they'd go out with great wealth. So I'm worried, says Hashem, that Avram's going to come through with a taina that you made them work hard, but you didn't give them all the money that you promised to give them when they leave. So Bakosha Mikem, I'm begging you, Moshe Rabbeinu, can you please encourage them to make sure that they borrow these vessels from their neighbors to take out? So there's three very big questions on this Rashi. First of all, why do you have to encourage Jews to take money? Jews love money. All they're going to do is grab money if it's there for the taking. You don't have to encourage them. Why? He's begging Moshe, please enforce upon the Jews, try and persuade them however you can that they should take this money. Why wouldn't they take it? If they can take it, just tell them. By the way, you're allowed to take the money and that would be enough. Number two, if Hashem promised that we go out with Rechush Godot with lots of wealth, why is that not enough of a reason to tell us to take the money? He says, we have to take the money because otherwise Avraham Avinu is going to come and complain to me because I told him that they were going to go out with money. Hashem should say, take the money because I promise you, you'll go out with money. Why does he have to get Avraham involved? He had a promise to us. And the third question is, if you look at the wording of Rashi very carefully, Rashi says that Avraham will say that the Avtu v'inoisom kim b'hem, that you kept the part of the promise that you would make them do hard work, and after that they will go out with a lot of money, lo kim b'hem. That part you didn't keep. It's not true. Achrei chen yetzu, he did keep. After that, they did go out. The only part I didn't keep was the last two words, Berchush Godel, with great wealth. So Rashi should say, that they should go to work and come out, that bit you kept. Berchush Godel, the only thing he didn't keep was those two words, that they go out with great wealth. So why does Rashi say that they didn't keep Achrei chen yetzu, that you will go out, and Berchush Godel? It sounds like, and this needs a big hezbollah, but it sounds like if they don't go out with great wealth, it's like they never went out. So if they're not going out with the money, then they didn't. Hashem didn't even keep the part of the promise that you take them out. It's as if they never came out. The question is, why? Another interesting pasuk, and we spoke about this a bit in Shir. The next pasuk, the next Maramokim, sorry, it says, Vayomer Moshe Elohim, Zochar es hayom hazeh. You should remember this day, Asher Yitzasim in Mitzrayim, which you came out of Mitzrayim. Remember this day when you came out of Mitzrayim, Hashem took you out with a strong arm, and you shouldn't eat comets. And you should remember that today you're going out in the spring. Very important that you remember that you're going out in the spring. What does that mean? So Rashi says, do they not know what month it is? Why does Hashem have to tell them they're going out in the spring? And this is what he's telling them. Look at the great kindness that I did for you. That I took you out in a month that is good for going out. Lechama is not too hot. Lechina not too cold. Legishom there's no rain. But that's why he says in Tehillim, Moti asim bekoshros. That he takes out prisoners in kosher, in a matzah that is kosher, that is good. A month is good to go out. So Hashem is saying Moshe, so telling Moshe to pass over this message to Kai Sol, a very important message. Remember that you came out of Mitzrayim and remember that I took you out in the spring. Now, this whole Rashi is a big pellet. First of all, what's the chesed? Why is it a chesed to take them out in the spring? It's a big chesed to take them out of Mitzrayim, maybe. But who cares about the weather? Imagine you had the Holocaust survivor who had been through a camp for 3-4 years is working grueling labor. He doesn't know if he's going to wake up the next day. And all of a sudden, the liberation comes and they're set free. You really think he's going to notice what the weather is? You think he cares about it? You think he's going to remember? You think it makes any difference to him? He just wants to get out there. He doesn't care what the weather is. So why is Hashem pointing this out? Why is he doing it? Why is he pointing it out to us? And why is he stressing that, look at the chesed I'm doing to you and take you out in the spring? It's so completely, it's irrelevant. So, in order to understand all this and much more, there's an Ovos Reb Nosson, which we've spoken about in Shir several times. The Ovos Reb Nosson compares Avraham and Eov. Eov says in the Ovos Reb Nosson, if someone came into his house and they were hungry, he would feed them. If they wanted pas kittim, he'd give them pas kittim. If they wanted pas soyim, he'd give them pas soyim. Whatever they wanted, he'd give them. Avraham would take someone and ask them, what do you want? You want pas kittim? You want pas soyim? You want barley bread? You know what? Try out this wheat bread. It's much better. It tastes so much better. It's much nicer. You want some meat? Have meat with wine. That means he would always give people more than what they wanted. He wouldn't just give them what they were lacking. He would give them more than what they needed. Yeah, if you remember, we spoke about the story with the vodka. The guy came to the inn, and the innkeeper gave him somewhere to stay for the night and everything, and that was all filling in what he was lacking. He needed somewhere to sleep, he needed food to eat. But then the guy asked for a cup of vodka. That was going over and above. That is what Avraham did. Avraham gave people not just what they needed, but even things that they couldn't even imagine, things that they wouldn't even have thought of asking for. Now, these two midas, if we were to put them into words, Eoy is midas harachimim, mercy. That means he sees that someone is in trouble, someone is lacking, and he has mercy on them, and he helps them out. Whereas Avraham is chesed. Chesed means that you give someone something that they don't need and they're not asking for. That's what chesed is. Now, these are two midos that we find by the Rebbeinu Shlomo. Hashem is about chesed and it's about rachamim. Hashem is a boyer and a manik. He created the world and he runs the world. When he created the world, that was a ma'isa chesed because no one was lacking anything. There weren't any people there. He created people. He made something that didn't even exist. That is chesed. Olam chesed yibone. It says in Bereishis, Eloh tolu shemayim v'aretz b'hi baram. These are the totals of shemayim and oretz. B'hi baram. So Rashi over there says that the letters of b'hi baram, if you switch them around, it spells b'avraham. The Avraham personifies this middah of boyer, of chesed, of creating and doing chesed for people, even though it's completely unnecessary and not lacking anything. They don't need it, but I want to give it to them. Eoiv is middah of rachamim, which is the middah of manik. Once the world is created, Hashem runs the world. What does it mean to run the world? People need things, so Hashem gives it to them. That is the middah of rachamim. So that's the difference between Eoiv and Avraham. Now, if we look at the Maisa of Mitzrayim, Klai Yisrael and Mitzrayim, by Tzakov and Tal Shem Osam and Hashem, and they cried out to Hashem, and Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim. Taking out Klai Yisrael from Mitzrayim, from being in Avdus, is that a Maisa Chesed, or it's a Maisa Rachamim? So at face value, you would say it's Rachamim. You have a nation that's suffering under grueling labor, and they don't know how much longer they're going to survive, and Hashem comes and he saves them, he takes them out. So what is he doing? He's having rachmanis on them. He's got mercy on them. They're lacking. They need to be saved. So he's going and saving them. It seems like rachman. But if that's true, then it's sorach in godul. Because what's the whole point of the whole thing? Why we lefichok anachayom the hoitz zahalo? We have to thank Hashem so much for taking out Mitzrayim. He put us there in the first place. If he put us into Avdus, then took us out. And the only reason why he's taking out is because he's got rachman, because he feels bad for us, because we need to be freed. Why are we thanking him? We haven't gained anything from the whole story. We're not coming out any better than we went in. So why are we thanking Hashem? So this is the soid of the whole Maisa of Sipur Yisid Tzayim. The whole idea of Yisid Tzayim, the whole Agadah, everything revolves around this one point. Rashi says that the Hashem told Moshe, tell Kaizon I'm taking you out in the Ovid, in the spring. Rashi says, if we look at Rashi carefully, his words, Ru'u chesed shegomalchem. Look at the chesed that I'm doing for you. That means that I'm not doing rachamim. I'm not just filling in a hole that you've got. I'm doing chesed. Because I'm taking you out in the spring. That means that Hashem is showing them it's a simon. Obviously, it's not important what month they went out. But Hashem is showing them that I'm not just filling in holes for you. It's not that you're lacking and I'm helping you out. I feel bad for you because you're suffering with Simon. I need to save you. I'm giving you something that you didn't have before. I'm making you better off than you ever were. And the simon for that is that I'm taking you out in the spring. By taking you out in the spring in the month that is good to go out, I'm just like Avraham Avinu, someone came in, they wanted meat. They gave them meat with wine. So I'm giving you meat with wine. You need to come out with time, yes, but you don't need it to be in the summer. I'm doing it in the summer because I'm giving you chesed. I'm showing you that Mitzrayim is not just a solution to a problem. It's moving somewhere. It's getting you somewhere. Let's understand what it's doing for them. But it's doing something for Klal Yisrael. So the pasuk in Bereishis, Hashem was speaking to Yaakov Avinu, and it says, "Vayom anuchi ha'kel elokei avicha al tiro meridam Mitzrayim." Yaakov was about to go down Mitzrayim with all his children. Hashem said, "Don't worry about going down to Mitzrayim. Ki legoy gadol asimcha shom, because I will make you into a great nation there." That means that if you don't go down there, you won't become a great nation. But if you go down there, then you can become a great nation. That's what he told Yaakov Avinu. That means dafka through going down to Mitzrayim, you'll become a great nation. Onochi erit imcha Mitzrayim, or I will go down with you into Mitzrayim, but onochi alcha gam oloi. And I will take you up. It doesn't just say I will take you out of there. Gam oloi, also going up. What do you mean also going up? So the Sipporno says, acha she'elcha v'yitziyacha misham, after I've taken out Mitzrayim, you will be better off than you were beforehand. And that's the whole soy, the whole point of Yisrael Tzayim, is the Klai Yisrael going to be better off than they were beforehand. It's chesed. He's not just getting them back to where they were, but he's getting them greater, to a greater level than they ever were. That's what it means, that I'm adding on to what you had. Before you went down there, And he says that there's another nekuda. Through this, you're going to be able to come to Eretz Yisrael. Before you went down into Mitzrayim, it would have been impossible for you to go into Eretz Yisrael. But now I'm making it possible for you to go into Eretz Yisrael. I'm making it to a nation that can go into Eretz Yisrael. And we know that one of the shyness of Geula when Hashem taught them out is Behevesi, that will bring you to Eretz Yisrael. It's only through coming out of Mitzrayim that Klal Yisrael was able to go into Eretz Yisrael and become a nation. Why? So the Yisrael is like this. That before Klal Yisrael went down to Mitzrayim, the whole world, it wasn't just Mitzrayim, the entire world was Mitzridik. The whole world lived with a psychology and a theology of Mitzrayim. They lived like Mitzrayim, and they had the same ideals as Mitzrayim, they had the same philosophy of Mitzrayim. The Medrash says, when it talks about Paro's dreams, Biachlam and Paro, the Medrash says, Chalom Shakol Ha'olam. This was the dream of the whole world. The whole world was living the same dream as Paro. They were living the life of Paro. And in order to break that, for Klal Yisrael B'derech Prat, for the whole world B'derech Klal, a nation had to be taken and put into Mitzrayim in the deepest, darkest, thickest level of this Gashmius of Mitzrayim, and survive there, survive as a nation and retain their name as a nation, and not change their language and their clothes and the way that they act. And through that, that's how they became Klal Yisrael. That's how they broke the trend of the world, and the whole world was Mitzrayim, including them. The whole world was over the Avodah Zarah, and the whole world was living on such a low level. And by withstanding themselves in Mitzrayim, in that place, then they were able to get to a mitzvah that they would have never been on without being in Mitzrayim. It gave them the opportunity to go into a level which was impossible, it wasn't beyond all their imagination, without being in Mitzrayim. Only in Mitzrayim, they could get to that level. The apostle calls you see the time a later. When Klal Yisrael came out, they were being born. They were born as a nation. They became Klal Yisrael through Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, with this, we can understand everything, because the machlokes, maskul begnusim mesayim b'shvach. So we said the Rav says we start off with mitzkelot ovdei avodah zarah hayav seinu. The original files were ovdei avodah zarah, and Shmuel says we start off with avodah moayim. And the Rambam paskins like both. And we said how can he paskin like both? It's a machlokes. The terence is that both opinions are saying the same thing, because Shmuel without Rav doesn't mean anything. Shmuel says that we start off with the gnus of avodah moayim lefayav mitzrayim, that we were slaves to Pharaoh in Mitzrayim. Now, if that's the starting point, that we were slaves and Hashem took us out, then what has he achieved? We were slaves and Hashem took us out. So we had a problem and Hashem fixed the problem. Comes on Rav. Rav says, no, you have to go all the way back. You have to be masked with Mitzchilah Ovdei Avodah Zarah Ha'Avodah Seinu Mitzrayim. The Ovdei Avodah Zarah Ha'Avodah Seinu. Originally, our fathers were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Now, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenevsky asks, the Kasha we spoke about this year, that what does it mean our fathers were Ovdei Avodah Zarah? Who are we talking about? Terach and Nochah. Since when do we call Terach and Nochah our fathers? They were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. They're not our fathers. Our fathers are Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. But there's a second kasha. It doesn't say Mitzchila. Originally, our fathers were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. It says originally, Ovdei Avodah Zarah were our fathers. So Pshat is like this. That originally, before we went down to Mitzrayim, if you were to ask us who are our fathers, who we've been miyachas ourselves after, Terach and Nochah, Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Originally, Ovdei Avodah Zarah, I'll be saying, the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Terach and Nochah, they were, I'll be saying, they were our fathers. It was only because we went down to Mitzrayim and Hashem took us out, that is why we are now miyachas ourselves to Avraham Avinu. We became a nation, Klal Yisrael, and we were specifically miyachas only to Avraham Avinu. We stopped being connected to the Ovdei Avodah Zarah anymore. And that was the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did to us by putting us in Mitzrayim. Because he put us in Mitzrayim, therefore we were able to change our identity and become a nation that now goes just to Avraham and not to Terach and Nochah and all the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And that is the whole Haggadah. That's why the Haggadah is masculine with we start Ovdei Avodah Zarah Yaviseinu. And it's Masayim B'Shvach, because the whole Haggadah is the Mitzrayim is Chesed. So when the Rambam wants to explain what is the Mitzvah Haggadah, which pasuk is he going to choose? There's four sons: Chesed, Chacham Rasha, Tom, and Sheni Dei Lishay. Now there is a difference between the three sons of Chacham Rasha and Tom and the Sheni Adelish. Chacham Rasha and Tom, they have a problem. They've got a question. So we come and answer them. Sheni Adelish, we give them an answer even though they didn't have a question. If you were to describe that in a word, what would you say? That Chacham Rasha and Tom are Rachamim. They've got a problem, we solve their problem. Sheini Adelish, he didn't even have a question and we give him an answer. That is Chesed. The whole point of the Sipur Yisrael Tzvayim is to bring out this point of Chesed. So when the Rambam has to choose, the Mechilta has to choose an idea of what is Sipur Yisrael Tzvayim, what is the mitzvah of Sipur Yisrael Tzvayim, is to tell your son even though he doesn't ask. Because the whole mitzvah of Yisrael Tzvayim is to give even though there's nothing lacking. That is the mitzvah, that's exactly what the Baruch Hashem did to us in Mitzrayim. That even if your son is not asking, give him. You should tell him, even though he doesn't have a question, you should give him an answer. As a marshal, imagine you've got two sholomishivs in yeshiva. One of them sits back in his chair, and if someone comes to him and asks a question, then he'll give him an answer. The other one, he goes around, and he goes up to Kavrusa, and he says, have you done Tosis? They said, yeah, you understand Tosis? Yeah, you can prepare us fine. You ask them Tosis, they know it very nice. So he says that, but there's another Gemara in Zbochim, that says this, nah, now learn Tosis again and see if it stems with that Gemara. And now they've got a problem with Tosis, they don't understand, and he's going to have to explain them a new pshat in Tosis. That means that they never had a problem. He wasn't solving a problem that they had, he was giving them a problem. That Sholomishiv is Chesed. That's a much better Sholomishiv than the first Sholomishiv. Because those Bochim will be able to learn on a much higher level now. They're receiving something that they were never lacking. It's not that they were missing something and you filled in their gap. You gave them something they didn't need. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shem did for us when he took us out of the Mitzrayim. And that's why, because he did something for us. By putting us in Mitzrayim and taking us out, then we were achieving something. We were getting something that we never had before. We became a nation that we never would have been without going through Yisrael's Mitzrayim. Now in Shemos, this very pasuk that we say over to the Sheni Adelish, "Begatol v'elchav yom v'leimo," you should tell your son on this day, saying, "But avul zeh, because of this, also Hashem nip says this time. Hashem did for me when we came out of Mitzrayim." So Rashi on the bottom over there, Rashi says, "But avul zeh, but avul she'kayim mitzvah yisol." What does it mean, "But avul zeh"? So that I would keep his mitzvahs, kagoyin Pesach, Matzah, Morah, Halalu. Like Pesach, Matzah, and Morah. What does it mean? That you should tell your son that Ba'avur Zeh, because of this, so that I would keep his mitzvahs, Pesach, Matzah, Morah, also Hashem, Nibbe Seh Tzvayim, Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. Now, we might have thought that this pasuk means that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, and therefore we have the mitzvah of Pesach, Matzah, Morah. That's not what the pasuk says. The pasuk says, Ba'avur Zeh, so that I would have Pesach, Matzah, Morah, that's why Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. Again, we see that the whole of Yisrael's time is a chesed. Hashem wanted us to do mitzvahs. He wanted to give us mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, Morah. So what did he do? He took us out of Mitzrayim as a hechah tinsa to give us mitzvahs. In order to give us mitzvahs, that is why he took us out of Mitzrayim. Yeah, the exact opposite of what we would have thought. It's not that we came out of Mitzrayim and mamele we have mitzvahs of Pesach, Matzah, Morah. Coming out of Mitzrayim made us into Klal Yisrael, and that in turn gave us the opportunity to have mitzvahs like Pesach, Matzah, Morah. And again, yeah, that's another example of the chesed of Mitzrayim, that when Hashem wasn't solving a problem, he was making us into a better people and giving us something we never had. This is the whole yisoid of the fact that Hashem was distako ba'araiso ba'arami. He looked in the Torah and created the world. It's not pshat that he created the world. Oh, he's got a world. What's going to do with them? He'll give them Torah mitzvahs. He had Torah mitzvahs beforehand. And in order to give us Torah mitzvahs, therefore he created the world. Just like in order to give us Pesach Matzah Morah, he took us out of Mitzrayim. In order, he wanted to do chesed to us. We weren't lacking, he wanted to do chesed. We didn't even exist. So we weren't lacking anything. But in order to give us Torah, therefore he created the world and created human beings to give them the Torah. So now we can understand this pasuk of Daber Nob Ozne Ha'om. Yes, we said before, Hashem came to Moshe, and he said, please, I'm begging you, go and speak to Klal Yisrael and tell them to take Canaan from their neighbors. And Rashi said that they should do this in order that Avram shouldn't complain that that Hashem gave them, what's the Lashon? You should give him hard labor. And he wasn't Makayim, Akwaki needs Rukush Golden. So we have three caches. Cache number one was, why do you have to beg Jews to take money? Obviously going to take it if it's there for the taking. Cache number two was, that if Hashem promised to give money, then that's why he's going to have to give money. Nothing to do with Avraham. Why do you have to bring Avraham Avinu into this? And cache number three, why does Rashi say that he wasn't Mekayim Achri Echein Yetzu B'Kosh Godot? He was Mekayim Achri Echein Yetzu, Mekayim that he took them out. He just wasn't Mekayim. The last two words, B'Kosh Godot, the great wealth. So the answer to these caches is like we've been saying, that imagine you've got a prisoner. Yeah, the Medrash brings this marshal. Imagine you've got a prisoner, and you say to him that I can let you free tomorrow and I'm going to give you lots of money. The prisoner will turn around and will say, let me free today and don't give me a penny. I just want to get out of it. Klai Yisrael in Mitzrayim, they've been through all this grueling labor. They didn't care about money. Money meant nothing to them. All they wanted was to get out. So when Hashem told them that if Hashem were to tell them, go and take money from your neighbors, they would be like, no, like, what's the point? We don't need money. We just want to get out of it. Take us out now. So Hashem begged them. He says, please, you could be merchel me. You could say, we'll go out, we don't need the money. And I won't have to keep my promise anymore because you've been merchel. However, I've got a problem because there's a man called Avraham Avinu. And Avraham Avinu is about chesed. Avraham Avinu is the man of chesed. He's the one who doesn't just fill in people's holes. He gives them things that they don't even need. And I told Avraham Avinu that I was going to take you out and give you a rechush godel. And it's not even call me taking you out. Yetzu rechush godel. It's not even going to be a yetzu. Because if I take you out without giving you any money, then there's no point in me taking you out. It's that I put you in there, I took you out. That's just rachamim. I'm just having mercy on you. In order to fulfill my promise to Avraham Avinu to the Baal chesed, I need to give you something you didn't have before. Yeah, so this is like a metaphor. Giving the money is a metaphor for what really happened that he turned him into a nation of Israel. He says that in order for me to keep my promise to Avraham, I'm begging you, go and take money from your neighbors, and then you'll go out better than you went in. You went in without any money, you go out with no chush godel. And that will show that you're getting something you never had before. So now this is pshat. So when the Gemara says that you have to be maskul b'gnus m'sayim b'shvach, you have to start off with the negative and go to the positive. And the negative is that our fathers were Ovdei Avodah Zarah. That means that we start off with nothing and we're ending up with so much more. The Gemara brings a story about Dori who said to his servant, what happens if a master sets his slave free and gives him money? And he says, he'll thank him and he'll give him shvach. Because the whole maskul b'gnus m'sayim b'shvach is good for that point. Now Hashem wasn't just taking us out and putting us back to stage one. He was giving us something that we never had. And because of that, that's why we have to be Mishabeach Hashem. Now, Mitzrayim is really a marshal for every single one of the Yisurim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends us. Anytime Hashem sends us Tzar, anytime Hashem sends Yisurim, anytime He sends us hardships, in every single generation, whether it's on the whole world as a whole, like what's going on these days, or whether it's just in a single person's life, a person that has his own personal Yisurim, whatever happens to a person, the idea is that he's meant to have a Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not that he's meant to go back to stage one. It's not meant to be Rachamim. If Hashem gets rid of the Yisurim, he makes all the pains go away, makes everything better. It's not Peshat that he would have been better off not getting sick or being better off not being in that situation. But now that he's there, Hashem's taking him out. He's meant to grow from it. The idea is that he's meant to become a better person and learn from it and make Kabbalahs from it. And whether it's something that's happening to everyone, like what's going on now, or whether it's something that happens personally in someone's own life. If something happens to you, it's meant to help you grow. It's meant to help you change. There's a story after 9/11 that someone came to Moshe Shapiro and they said, "Wanted to meet him," and they said, "What are we meant to take out of this whole thing of 9/11?" And he said, "Have you noticed any change in Klal Yisrael since this 9/11?" So this Talmid said, "Yeah, I've noticed that people daven better. That since this whole story of 9/11, people have more concentration in davening." So Moshe turned to him and said, "What do you think they're davening for?" So he said, "I think they're davening that they wish that they were as secure as they were before. That before 9/11, we had a certain level of security. We felt safe. And the damn thing, that should go back to that feeling of feeling safe and feeling secure. So Moshe said, if that's what they're davening for, then they missed the whole point. When something happens, you're not meant to just daven that we should go back to how life was before, that everything should be back to how it was. Because then that's rachamim. That's just saying that, okay, we had a problem, you solved the problem, and now we're back to square one. The idea is that you're meant to grow and you're meant to change from it, and the person should be on a level, when he comes out the other side, better than when he went in. So Mitzvah, through Pesach and through Sipri Yisrael, we should be able to learn from our experience and all the Yisroim that we have in our lives. And Mitzvah, we shouldn't have any more Yisroim, and they should all stop. And we should see Mashiach and Heil, Amen, Amen.